Brazil to the United States, created a very small splash indeed, and was soon forgotten. Not so his second book, Sailing Alone Around the World. In 1895, Slocum had set sail in a small sloop of his own design, called the Spray, with the intention of sailing it single-handedly around the globe, just because he had heard some experts say it could not be done. Soon the country had become fascinated with Slocum's attempt, and newspapers began to follow his progress from port to port. All the world was waiting for him when he sailed into the harbour of Newport, Rhode Island, in June of 1898, 3 years and 46,000 miles later. The Century Illustrated Monthly magazine commissioned his story, and it was published serially in 1899, coming out in book form in 1900. The story is Slocum's own, told with his own brand of Yankee humour and reticence. It was a great bestseller, enabling Slocum to settle down in a house of his own on Martha's Vineyard. But no man who sailed the sea for as long as Slocum could stay away for long. In 1905, 07 and 08, he took the Spray on solo trips to the West Indies, on what he called his winter vacation. Slocum and the Spray both disappeared the following year, lost on the high seas in 1909. And now, Sailing Alone Around the World.
Chapter 1. A blue-nose ancestry with Yankee proclivities. Youthful fondness for the sea. Master of the ship Northern Light. Loss of the Aquidneck. Return home from Brazil in the canoe Liberdade. The gift of a ship. The rebuilding of the Spray. Conundrums in regard to finance and caulking. The launching of the Spray. In the fair land of Nova Scotia, a maritime province, there is a ridge called North Mountain overlooking the Bay of Fundy on one side and the fertile Annapolis Valley on the other. On the northern slope of the range grows the hardy spruce tree, well adapted for ship timbers, of which many vessels of all classes have been built. The people of this coast, hardy, robust, and strong, are disposed to compete in the world's commerce, and it is nothing against the master mariner if the birthplace mentioned on his certificate be Nova Scotia. I was born in a cold spot, on coldest North Mountain, on a cold February 20th, though I am a citizen of the United States. A naturalized Yankee, if it may be said that Nova Scotians are not Yankees in the truest sense of the word. On both sides, my family were sailors, and if any Slocum should be found not seafaring, he will show at least an inclination to whittle models of boats and contemplate voyages. My father was the sort of man who, if wrecked on a desolate island, would find his way home if he had a jackknife and could find a tree. He was a good judge of a boat, but the old clay farm which some calamity made his was an anchor to him. He wasn't afraid of a capful of wind, and he never took a back seat at a camp meeting or good old-fashioned revival. As for myself, the wonderful sea charmed me from the first. At the age of 8, I had already been afloat along with other boys on the bay, with chances greatly in favor of being drowned. When a lad, I filled the important post of cook on a fishing schooner. But I wasn't long in the galley, for the crew mutinied at the appearance of my first duff and chucked me out before I had a chance to shine as a culinary artist. The next step toward the goal of happiness found me before the mast, in a full-rigged ship bound on a foreign voyage. Thus, I came over the bows, and not in through the cabin windows, to the command of a ship. My best command was that of the magnificent ship Northern Light, of which I was part owner. I had a right to be proud of her, for at that time, in the 80s, she was the finest American sailing vessel afloat. Afterward, I owned and sailed the Aquidneck, a little bark which of all man's handiwork seemed to me the nearest to perfection of beauty, and which in speed, when the wind blew, asked no favors of steamers. I had been nearly 20 years a shipmaster when I quit her deck on the coast of Brazil, where she was wrecked. My home voyage to New York with my family was made in the canoe